Marlins taking on the Braves. Giancarlo Stanton has 53 home runs on the year. Could he make it to 54 this game? Let's find out. We'll take it to the top of the first. Stanton facing Max Fried.
Variety of pitches, and here comes a 2-1 to Stanton, and Stanton hits a skyrocket deep out to left center. Looking way, way back there, it is long gone up, up and away. A monster home run by Giancarlo, number 54, RBI number 113. He rounds third, gets a handshake from Freddy Gonzalez, and comes home.
1-0 pitch to Camargo is in the air, deep to left. Back goes Ozuna toward the bullpen, and he'll watch it go. Johan Camargo hits one out, and the Braves are back in the ballgame at 4-2.
The pitch, Camargo swings and hits a ball through the left side, being charged by Ozuna. Being waved at third is Suzuki. The throw all the way to the plate, Suzuki scores, and the other runners tried to move up, but a throw to second base to get Camargo, and an out call by the second base umpire, Marty Foster. Here's the 1-2, Freeman swings, base hit through the right side. Being waved is Jace Peterson. Over to third base is Enciarte. Freddie Freeman has tied the game at 5 here in the sixth inning.
With 15 extra base hits in the 10 games, Ozuna drives one to left center field. Kemp racing over, dives for it, and Matt Kemp made a remarkable catch. Yelich is going to be doubled off at second base. He was running all the way.
Swanson, the runner at third base. Adams at second. Markakis at first. Here it comes, 3-0. He missed. Ball four. He walked in the winning run. Braves walk it off again against the Marlins. It is the fourth time this year that the Braves have walked it off against the Marlins.
Braves take this one 6-5. Stanton's 54 home runs this year are the most in a season since Jose Bautista, who also hit 54 back in 2010. Adam Conley allows 4 runs on 9 hits through 4 2/3. Max Fried allows 3 earned runs on 6 hits through 3 2/3. Both end up with a no decision. Don Mattingly and the Marlins lose 6-5 on a bases-loaded walk in the bottom of the ninth. Here's what Mattingly had to say.
I mean, the first day is gone. Today's today. Obviously, we swung the bats pretty good. You know, we get a 4-run lead. We give half of it back. You know, we get another run the next inning, and we're on the verge of giving that back too. So, I mean, you know, and then we're into a pen that's basically been used a little bit. So, you know, at that point you're in a ball game, you know, but you're up 4-0 and kind of just don't lock it down there at all and right back in.
3-0 in the first game where they walked off too. So it's kind of two of those in the series, which probably has to be.
Yeah, it's for, you know, obviously we've swung the bats a little bit better here, and the guys have had better at bats. You know, obviously it's disappointing losing, like, you know, like that. We get a big out there in the ninth, and then we're, you know, obviously weren't able to get another one.
Yelly, when he, you know, when the Kemp made a great catch on the left, I mean.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one because Yelly gets great reads, and he's had a couple of those that were right on. And really, it looked like he was going to be right on again. And it just kind of, you know, it hung a little bit, and Matt made a nice play. So that one there is, you know, it's close. You know, it's one of those. He gets good reads. It's hard to fault Yelly. He's usually aggressive. And he gets really good reads. That one maybe just, you know, just obviously hung up a little bit.
And used the fifth infielder there. It looked like it, you know, basically worked.
Finally and
thought,
worked.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Usually when you get to that point, you're not in great shape. But, you know, Miggy made a nice play there. And fortunately, you know, honestly, their guy stays at second, or still first and second there. We got a base to, we got a couple of hitters to get out there. We just weren't able to, obviously, you know, force them to swing it there.
You get off to the good start off Fried. You know, what do you see? You're at bats early and, you know, off him.
No, I thought we're good. Thought the guys did a nice job. He's a, you know, sinker ball. He's not a power guy, but the guys did a nice job of getting him up in the strike zone and making him pay when he got it up. So I thought we did a good job with him. And then, you know, Sims kind of stabilized the game for them. He kind of got them some big innings in the middle. You know, then we had a, you know, kind of a back end of the bullpen game.
Adam Conley allows 4 runs on 9 hits through 4 2/3 innings. He gets the no decision. Here's what he had to say.
It's pretty much been frustrating all year. So I feel like my mind and the work I'm trying to do throughout the week's good. Just haven't been able to physically go accomplish what my plan is to go attack these guys.
The first three innings clean. What did you sense from the fourth on?
Just mistakes, you know. I think actually since I come back, I think I've cut my walks down a lot actually. Basically what I'm noticing is that when I'm jamming a guy and blowing him up, you know, he's finding a way to get a hit, and then when I've got traffic, you know, I'm making that mistake where to Camargo there, change up, I'm looking back at that just thinking, man, I threw that into the guy's barrel, you know. So whether it's the execution of that pitch or pitch selection or whatever it is, I'm just not getting the job physically done. In spite of the work that we're doing to try and be prepared to go and do that. And that's what's frustrating is that I've been, you know, when I'm able to go do what I want to go do, obviously it's a lot of fun and I go throw the ball well. So it's been frustrating to go out there and take the ball every fifth day and not be able to go physically do what I know I'm capable of doing and what I'm trying to do every week when I go out there.
You get the early run support, Stanton, with the home run and such.
Well, I mean, for me, obviously tough to go out there and not hang zeros after those, especially just the situation the team's in right now. September baseball, you never know what's going to happen, and rosters have expanded, and the games slow down, and pitching changes start happening like crazy and everything. My mindset there is to get as deep into that game as fast as I can, be as efficient as I can, and obviously today I just didn't get it done.
Odrys Amir Despaigne will take the hill for the Marlins on Sunday.